to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. Would you call the roll, please?
Certainly. We have Garth Baldwin.
I am here.
Thank you. We have Eric Davidson.
Here.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
I'm here, but less enthusiastically than Garth.
All right. Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Karina Higgins requested to be excused.
Someone move to excuse Karina, please.
I move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Karina is excused. Okay, the first part of our meeting is always a special part to recognize one of our longstanding officers, and I guess unfortunately to say goodbye to him. So, John, we have a little something for you, so if you want to just come up. Okay, John, well, you've been in the Blaine Police Department from 1995 to 2023, but previous to that, you were in the Guam Police Department from 1991 to 1995, and you've had a lot of special assignments: drug abuse resistance education, DARE, from 1997 to 1999, crime prevention through environmental design, CPTED, 1998 to 2023, traffic safety officer, 1999 to 2005, child car seat technician, 1999 to 2006, motorcycle officer, 2000 to 2004, school resource officer, 2000 to 2006, child abuse investigator, 2001 to 2019, and a field training officer, 2002 to 2018. And also, as I recall from Mike Hazlett, when I had a meeting with my neighborhood, or Map Your Neighborhood, and they said, what about Block Watch? And Mike says, get in touch with John Landis. He's in charge of all of that. So congratulations, John, and thank you for all of your service to the city of Blaine, keeping us all safe.
Well, it's been an absolutely wonderful career. I can't imagine being in a more beautiful place. My two favorite places are the pier and out of Semiamo. And those places I go for my happy place. And also at Mike Hill's gas station. But this city has been amazing for me. And my daughter, Naomi, she was here. She was 1 year old when I came here in 95. And now she has a 1 year old son. So that means a lot to me. Got her through college and got a master's degree, and then having my son and daughter and being raised here, and then started over, and I've got a 6 and a 4 year old, and so
I'm a 6 year old.
He's a 6 year old. There's just no words how thankful I am to the city, seeing Ryan grow up. Teaching him DARE. And he was one of my first DARE kids. So I didn't have to put him out in the hallway too much. That was mostly Candace and Ashley. Yeah. And Kyle Green. So it's been fun to see Ryan. It is. See Mike prosper and see him grow up. And that means the world to me. And then Skyler, as well. indicate sometimes that I was not thinking to make it, and he has four beautiful daughters, and he's doing really well, and it making life the best for him, and it meant a lot for him. And saw that first, and so he recognized me and was seeing him and get caught up. But tons of wonderful memories here, and I can't imagine anywhere else I want to be and be in the police officer here. So it's up to the young guys now, and they've got a great group of police officers that I think of the world of. It's fun working with Caitlin. She's the same age as my daughter, and Ben, same age as my son. So it's just, it's the young crowd coming up, and they've got a good crew. And just thank you for all the opportunities. I couldn't have done this without all of you and the support. So thank you so much. And,
I just want to add that his return is on Saturday, May 25th.
Please come out. You're welcome. Have fun at the Berkeley Bible Community Church. We love to have you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Well, following on that, we have audience participation. If anyone in the audience would care to follow that with a presentation, you have 3 minutes to stand at the podium and give a comment. Skip, you know the drill.
Skip Jansen, 2394 Turnstone Lane. I'd like to thank the city staff, everybody that was involved in our final plat and recording of our plat last week. So we've got more lots to sell now. The other thing I'd like to mention is this, there've been several discussions about TIF funding. And I just wanted to point out that I think some people have the misconception that this is a developer promoted project. And it actually isn't. It was initiated about a year and a half ago from by Michael Jones, and he got quotes from the Bob Stowe consulting firm, and he asked Ken Hertz and us if we would split the cost of that, and we got back to him and said we would pay a third if the city paid a third, which was, we wanted to make sure the city had some skin in the game. So fast forward to David Robrick, being city manager, he called me one day and said, I'd like to sit down with you and go over this TIF program. So he came to my office and started talking about it, and I realized that he wasn't aware of what Michael Jones had started. So I showed him my file and the Stowe quote and all that stuff, got him up to speed. And so he started carrying the ball. And now Mike Carmen is carrying the ball, but I think it's important that everybody understands that this was a city initiated project, not a developer project. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience or anyone from home, Sam? You want to give the people at home a few minutes?
Certainly. I think we should give them at least 30 seconds to either raise their hand or turn their camera on, whichever one is best for them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Okay, written communications, Mr. Crawford.
We have none.
Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. A voucher memo, approval of bills, $352,723.09. Wire register, $382,922.84. Approval of payroll, $757,858.66. Approval of February 27th, 2023 City Council minutes. Amendment number 3 to the Deputy City Manager City Clerk Agreement per Amendment number 1 of the original agreement. Resolution 1913-23, surplus vehicles, and reappointing Mike Lucas and Nate Balcom to the Public Works Advisory Committee. Do I have a motion, please?
I wanted a clarification from staff here. Is item number 5 just referring to Sam here? Is it, that's just referring to you? Okay, thank you. I move that we approve the consent agenda.
There's a seconder?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's been passed 6-0. Okay, then we'll go on to council action items. The first one is contract for the equipment and labor for community center siding replacement. Mr. McSpadden, please.
City staff recommends that the city council accept a proposal to authorize the city manager to execute a contract with Topside Roofing and Siding in the amount of $45,290. For the siding replacement of the back of the Blaine Community Center. We solicited 3 bids and this was the lowest, and it is in the current budget.
Are there any questions for Mr. McSpadden?
Yeah, I had a couple. What's the expected duration of the project?
So the duration isn't gonna take long. Basically, we're gonna take it off. And then at that point, we gotta see if there's any rot or anything like that. And then we'll have to take a look at that. You know, we wouldn't be looking at more than probably, you know, a week to a week and a half to complete this project, pending we don't find anything major under the site.
And in terms of the operation hours of the Community Center Boys and Girls Club, is it going to impact it in any way?
We can totally work with the Community Center on that and work around their schedules.
What were the other 2 bids? And you did say it was within last year's budget, correct?
Correct, it was. So the other bids were much higher. I'm just looking here.
Is this just siding they're putting here?
It's just, yeah, so it's the siding. We're going to take the siding off. We're going to do a vapor barrier underneath so we don't have that water getting up under.
There's no vapor barrier siding.
It, from what we've looked at, it appears like there might not be a vapor barrier.
What are you taking off?
So we're taking off the existing siding. We're putting on...
Is.
I don't know the exact makeup. I believe it is an LP. We've got hardy plank going back on with the vapor barrier with the 7-inch reveal.
So like some Tyvek or something is going in there. And yeah, I've seen the hardy plank corporate logo on this on the estimate here. And they're saying $31,000 just for hardy plank. The amount of hardy plank it's going to be used. I'm looking at the breakdown of the.
So that's the hardy plank, the vapor barrier. And in the sealant.
So there's $31,000 on 102 to cover this wall.
Yeah.
And then the rest is the labor them actually
correct.
Put it
correct.
On.
Correct.
Okay.
Could our guys put up that site?
It would be a little bit much for the staff that we have to do that.
Because me and Mike could go do it. Like a third of this much money.
No, I've installed it. You don't want it. No, it's
so Gary, what were the other bits?
Pull it up here.
So it was in the budget.
It was in the budget, correct.
Yeah, so I believe the budget was 60.
Yes.
And this came in at 45 plus tax, call it 50. So with the wiggle room of the 10, in the event they come back, there's some change order, there's rot, or the $60 OSB board that they're charging per piece. which is marked up very high. Come down quite a bit, but regardless, that extra 10 wiggle room, would you come to council for that change order, or as long as under the original budget amount, you'll just go forward with it?
That is on guidance of the council. If you want me to come back with that, I can do that. Or, you know, definitely, if we go over in any way, shape, or form, it will definitely come back. But that's at the council's discretion.
I guess I don't know what the proper protocol. We budgeted 60. If it goes up to 60, I would say it's your discretion. If it goes above, then bring it back. We have a conversation.
That would agree. That,
well, I think that's generally if there's a line item budget and there's a number and they're coming to us with a number significantly below that, like you said, I think that's why they pick some of these numbers to go in. I think that's why Dan estimates some of these things in the budget, is knowing that that kind of thing is likely to happen. So they shouldn't have to come back to us.
Mr. Heberlin.
Madam Mayor and council members, we do have rules in our purchasing policies that talks about change orders. And if there's a certain dollar amount or percent, we have to come to you for permission below that. I believe we can just do it. So I'd have to review it to say exactly what, but there is a policy that states if it's above a certain amount, we will come back to you for approval on the change order.
Has there been a motion made on this yet?
Nope.
I move that we approve this figure we can do it another way. And in the spirit of what Councilmember Lopez was saying, I move that we approve this and also right now give them the discretion to go up to the line item amount that's already in the budget and without having to come back to us. That's the motion I'd like to make.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's passed 6-0. Okay, Mr. Mitch. Mr. McSpadden, would you like to carry on with number two, contract for equipment and labor for insulating the inventory bays at Public Works?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is, again, in budget, and this is insulating the inventory, the 7 inventory bays in which we have out of Public Works. So basically, in a nutshell, when that building was installed, it was installed without any insulation on the roof and no vapor barrier. So basically, in the winter time, when you get cold, that thing sweats and it rains harder inside the buildings than it is on the outside. So it makes it basically useless for inventory or storing anything of value. So we wanted to change that, make it useful so we can get our inventory in place. So again, we got 3 bids on this, and staff recommends the city council accept the proposal to authorize the city manager to execute a contract with Coast Insulation in the amount of $56,500 for the ceiling insulation of the inventory bays at the Public Works building.
Any questions for Mr. McSpadden, please?
When was this built, or in the first place?
This is an older building. It's got some age on it. I don't have the exact.
Okay, no, I got you. I'm just trying to figure out what year we started being okay with using Tyvek in this town, because there's 2 projects in a row that it looks like people figuring they didn't need Tyvek, and I'm kind of confused how that could have.
Yeah, this building, it's an old building. It's a good building. It's a steel structure, so it's worth putting some money in to save it, you know, or make it usable. Because other than the insulation, it's a great building.
Okay.
So yeah, so they're going to spray foam the roof and then put a bat underneath it to hold it all in place.
And did you guys get bids for that?
Absolutely, 3 bids. This was again the lowest bidder that met the whole.
What were the other 2 bids, and how much of this is going to be paid by enterprise funds, or is it all coming out of general funds?
So this is coming from the power fund. Beans of Power owns that building, so this will come straight from power. And I'm looking here. See if the other 2 bids, and I apologize, the other 2 bids are not in this package. I'll have to get that information for you.
And you said 7 bays?
7 bays, correct.
So presumably 7 vehicles?
So it's going to be, it'll be 7 vehicles, and then a couple of them will be, warehouse for like water parts, sewer parts, each division will have their own, where they'll be able to have their own inventory tracking, and then have their vehicle in that bay as well.
I mean, it's obviously pricey, but at the end of the day, 7 vehicles times current value. I mean, it's at this point, it's an investment to protect what we have, right? So
yeah, it makes sense. Simply because we make it the shop usable. Like right now, it's kind of you can't really put the good inventory out there because, you know, again, it's too wet out there.
Any further discussion? Right? Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the contract.
Seconder?
Aye.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the contract is approved 6-0. Mr. Crawford, what about number 3, seeing as we didn't interview the Park and Cemetery Board? Can we put that off for 2 weeks?
That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, it's a reappointment of a very reliable and wonderful person, and I would be willing to waive re-interviewing the person, but is it in our laws or our rules that we must interview each time we reappoint?
We do interview, or council does interview every time there's an appointment.
That's what we normally do, but is it written into some sort of a rule we'd be breaking if we didn't at this particular time?
She's been on the Parks and Cemetery Board since I was. It's just that I think that if she requires it.
Yeah, I'd like to waive the procedure on this particular one and go ahead.
For having to come to the pony show.
Yeah.
And she still wants to get parts.
Yeah.
I mean, I see your point, right? But like at the same time, I don't want to set a precedence that like, next time we'll just do that for whoever doesn't want to show up.
I think the precedent would be that if you've been serving in that kind of a capacity for more than a decade, that you might
be making a rule about that. Not making a rule.
Well, that's what I asked the city clerk, and he was saying that there isn't a rule one way or the other. So. I don't know. Well, I'm going to float it then. I'd like to move that we go ahead and reappoint Janet Picard to the Parks and Cemetery Board.
I have a second.
You would second it, or is that a second?
Second.
You second the motion.
Is there any further discussion on this? Yes, Mr. Heberling.
Madam Mayor, just per Blaine Municipal Code 2.09.020, appointments to boards and commissions, it does state the city council or city manager will interview applicants prior to making the appointment.
Will? The word will is there?
It says will.
Oh.
I'm not an attorney. I don't know if that.
No. Will and shall are different than should or, yeah.
Could.
Or not. Okay, well, if the word will appears in there, then I withdraw my motion and.
Madam Mayor, if I may. Reading this language, I would argue that you have made the interview prior to appointment. You're simply making a reappointment. So I think you would have the latitude to make the reappointment if you so choose, because you've already conducted that interview.
I withdraw my withdrawal of the motion. Motion stands.
Okay. Any discussion? We have to vote on this motion to reappoint Janet Picard. And then we can take another motion if we need to. All those in favor of reappointing Janet Picard?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Janet Picard is reappointed 6-0. And at some point, if we want to change our rules, we can change them. Okay. Okay. All right, we will move on to commission, committee, and board reports. Downtown Ad Hoc Advisory Committee. Ms. Pratchner, is this going to be you?
No, Madam Mayor, this would be the liaison report from our liaison.
This committee is going very well. Normally we would have it on this Thursday, but I don't remember the reason why we're not having it this Thursday, but we're going to have it next Thursday. And it's gone really well, you know, a lot of really good discussion. There's some good spot analysis that has gone on, and we're looking at parking, we're looking at heights, downtown revitalization. It's a good group, and they're really coming along really well. I know it's pretty big. But if there's any direction you want us to give to them, then, you know, let us know what the council's, you know, kind of in your thought process, because, you know, they've got a mind of their own. So just let, if you have any direction for us, just let us know.
The one question that came up to me this week from somebody was, what about the old Lane City Hall property? Does your group have any idea of what they're recommending that we utilize that property in that whole area, the library, the skateboard, whatever?
Well, you know, we have, I don't know, 9 people on it and probably 18 different opinions about what to do with it. So the answer is no. I mean, you know, something would be great, but there's no real consensus about it.
Right. Any questions to Eric about the ad hoc committee? And, questions? Okay.
I have a, are we doing the internal committee reports? Is this that part?
Yeah, if there are any other committee and board reports.
Yeah, I have one. Sam, is the big truck guy tomorrow at like 10 a.m. or something? Remember? Yeah, that's on your radar too. Okay, so I wanted to bring the attention to the rest of the council here. So in part of my work representing our council to the Whatcom Council of Governments, one of the sub activities I have on that is participating with the International Mobility and Trade Corridor Group, which involves both Canadian and Whatcom County governments and border officials and a whole bunch of people. And we have meetings sometimes in the actual border buildings. And we talk about traffic flow and how it impacts Blaine and White Rock and South Surrey. And it has come to my attention that there's a big opposition forming to a rule change that's about to happen to the large container trucks in order for trucking companies to be more profitable. They want to have larger, therefore more unwieldy, more dangerous and heavier trucks that are 20% bigger or more. I don't know if you're familiar with, in Australia, they have these truck trains that just go right across the desert all day with like 8 of them. And so that's the kind of direction it's heading. And so, of course, there's a lot of concern for the safety of the truckers, the ability to have them deal with intersections and normal traffic and traffic circles and such like that, and then wear and tear on the roads in particular. Most of our commercial truck traffic does stick to the state routes here, but if they need gasoline and other things like that, Blaine City is going to be dealing with these extra heavier trucks that are heavier than what we build our roads to be able to anticipate and to maintain. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the conference room directly below us here, I'm going to be meeting with a gentleman from the coalition that is opposing the trucks, just to get the lowdown from him so I can report it to you. If anyone's interested, if any of you are interested in attending that meeting so you can be directly informed by this individual, I'm just giving that invitation now.
Has anybody brought up the example from other states that's offered at legal 2 and 3 trailers behind a truck? Has anybody brought that?
That's where they're worried about this going. They know it's an incremental thing, that once they go to the 20% more in the 1.5 size trucks, then that's the next step. Might as well have 2. Yeah, exactly. And then all the problems that can go with that. Yeah.
You're just absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for that. Does anybody else have any committee reports? All right, we'll move on to department reports. Finance Department, Mr. Hillary.
Madam Mayor, council members, just wanted to give a quick update that we're changing the counter hours for utility billing. So currently they're 8:30 to 3:30, and they take an hour off for lunch, and it's closed. That change was made a couple of years ago due to COVID. So we're rolling some of that back and extending the hours. So it's going to be 8:30 to 4:30. And they're not going to be closed for lunch. So there will always be someone there at the counter to assist customers, which is, we've had a survey going on for a while, and that's one of the complaints we keep getting, that we're closed for lunch, we're not open late enough. So it's going to be much more customer friendly to allow them to come in and do service with City of Blaine.
If somebody wants to give us money, I don't want to make that more difficult for them to do.
Exactly.
Okay. City Manager, Mr. Herman, would you like to give your update, please?
Thank you, Mayor. A few items of good news tonight. I met with Dr. Anderson at the Family Care Network, and they are still planning to build a clinic in Blaine. We talked about their software update. That was a $10 million expenditure, so it wasn't that they simply bought new computers. It was a big deal for that clinic. They plan to dust off their plans this fall and then look at the feasibility of building in Blaine, but they're committed to it and assured us that we will have a clinic in Blaine at some point. They're reeling from COVID like everyone else. Second piece of good news is we received our G Street bids for our sewer project. Engineer's estimate was $6.7 million, and we received six bids ranging from $3.9 to $6.5 million. So very advantageous bids for the project, which will save our utility payers some money. We're excited about those. Of course, we do our due diligence and make sure that the quantities and pricing is correct. But if so, we plan to bring you back into consideration at our next council. Here's good news. Third piece of good news, our revenues are slightly ahead of budget and our expenditures are slightly below budget. Too soon to celebrate yet, but we're trending in a positive direction for the year. Mr. Havlin will give you more in-depth overview of our finances at our retreat on the 24th. And lastly, just a reminder that we're having a retreat on the 24th. So I'm going to do that positively or negatively, but that's the last piece of my last piece of
my. Okay, Danny.
And that'll be catered?
Madam Mayor. Cool. Probably by the finest pizzeria that will deliver.
Sam, I keep telling you, Black Forest.
There you go. That's
all,
man. Thank you. Mr. Heberding. Madam Mayor, one more. I forgot to say the date that those changes take place. So it's April 3rd, Monday, April 3rd. That's when the new hours will be 8:30 to 4:30 and not closed for lunch.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, Mr. McBown.
I just had a really quick update on our East Portal and Mitchell tree incidents where they we've had somebody out. So I've chatted with the state. So the state, their right of way is asphalt to asphalt. So we are going to go out there and clean up those trees. Now there has been an additional cutting incident where a citizen noticed some cutting going on in the evening time. They apparently put a back cut into a tree. The person was on foot and left the area. They called us the next morning, so we went out to investigate, and we in fact found a back cut into a tree, and we had to cut it down because of the danger. But anyways, we haven't been able to, we've been watching even on the weekends to try to catch somebody there. We haven't seen anybody. We don't know who's cutting, but they're continuing to cut down south.
I'm not following here. What is the intention of this thing that's being done? Oh. Oh, is this the same set of trees that was being referred to earlier?
Yeah.
Yep.
I see. So if there's somebody on, city payroll whose job it is to do detective kind of work, they might be able to perhaps think that there might be some likely suspects for such a thing. There might be some evidence somehow that would point to who might be interested in doing such a thing and who would benefit from it. That's, you know, interesting. All right.
That's not BNSF.
It's right. It's on the state, but BNSF comes right up on the backside of it. So it's right where they both come together.
So then it's not a problem.
It's not our problem, but after talking to the state, they don't, basically, they're not going to do anything outside of the asphalt.
Okay.
So.
And you know, it was that, they chopped it down and left it there.
Yeah. And it was, whoever's cutting it is not a professional. It's a really bad job. Yeah, it's.
You guys, honestly, it looks terrible what they did, but they did us a favor to me. Those trees, everything around here is just growing up, so we just let it go. The Penn Park end is down here. When the leaves come in, you might as well just be looking at the wall. Oh, they're sitting there looking at the water. And things like that there, I've been trying to clean up for not the tree. I would trim the tree when it cut down, but they just went in there and and slaughter, right? Or,
This is not the first time we've had vigilante landscaping in this town. There was a recent incident a few years back. Well,
save our sewers, save our poles, save our business.
So do you want to make it a bylaw that if you do vigilante landscaping, you have to have a cleanup crew and haul away the clippings?
Okay. So there are some calendars, so have a look at the calendars, make sure that any committees you're on, you're notified of them. Any unfinished business? Any council new business?
Yes.
Hey.
Guys, I've been approached regarding any assistance that Steve Wayne can offer to the fund bank.
Oh.
And with the, you know, the federal cut of budgets to food
programs, SNAP
and whatnot, and not like anything cheaper. I mean, we as council make a lot of effort to espouse new business and new residents, and I think it is our responsibility to take care of people who live here. You know what I mean? I think that that's our, it just is, frankly. And so I, for one, would support finding some sort of allocation to them. And if I've talked to them about it, I don't know that, you know, like a line item budget is not works. And I told them, I said, we still have a budget for that sort of thing. I said, but we may be able to find some money, some funds to allocate it. So ARPA funds, we have some funds that are expendable for that sort of thing. And I just thought that we as a council should consider that. And that's my two cents.
What is the most reason? I recall us voting yes on something. There was
50.
Yeah, 50.
That was around
a year ago that we.
No, it was just a few months ago.
Okay. So a few months ago. Okay, but we approved 50,000. And what approximately when was that? Does anyone have the approximate? The money man seems to know.
Is around October-ish time frame.
Yeah. October. Okay.
That's 50,000.
I guess I'm just mentioning that the usage or the clientele at Food Bank has gone up about a third since last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they've gone from serving about 500 people a week to 700.
Okay.
And
compared to September that led into our October?
They operated for years and years and years, and never asked them to get
that. Yeah.
They have their own building, they do their own thing. They collect their own money, they get money from the county, but the county is getting strapped because they've got Bellingham Food Bank, they've got the food banks. So their allocation goes to see if Wayne gets smaller. It's a perfect storm situation, and they haven't asked until they needed to.
Right. That increase you're talking about, though, that's happened since around September, October, when they last came to us for help? Okay. I was just trying to picture whether or not this was anticipatable or something that's been different in the last four months.
It's
okay.
Not shocking.
Okay.
So
do you think we could put that on for our retreat, sort of do a little bit of thinking?
I think
that's
a great idea. It's next week.
Yeah, it is next week.
You know what, Dan, come up with some ideas of what we could possibly be. And I can talk to Sally and see what kind of amount they're interested in, what their need is, and then see what we can provide.
I would very much hope that staff could please check what county and state and other levels, other layers of government might be able to do to help here. Maybe there's other, so it's not just us saying this is a need, so let's just fill it. Because you take money out of one thing that you don't have it for another thing, so we have to
be
mindful of that.
$50,000 for the second.
Well, we could have a no wall on this senior center. We'd have a whole lot more food back.
Yeah. There's I'm not going through welfare. However, we have in the community assistance and they live here. We are supposed to, they are our constituents. We are supposed to take care of them to a certain extent, as we can, we should.
Right, and I'm just hoping we can do the diligence of having staff check into whether the county or the state or Fed even could hand us a...
Well, I'm not a grant writer, so I wouldn't know.
There we go. Okay.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
If I may introduce a concept to the council, at the previous utility I was at, we had an optional program for our customers where they could round their bill up to the nearest full dollar, and then we would take those dollars and give them to places like the community food bank or community assistance programs. If that's a program council would be interested in, we could craft such program and bring it to council at a later date for consideration. But I think it could be a very good mechanism to help some of these causes that we all care about.
And that was an option in your last place.
That's correct. You had to opt into it. It's voluntary for the customer.
So like the electric and sewer bill that all our people get every month, you could put the roundup notice on that. And Dan, how big of an administrative burden would that be to handle?
It's something I'd have to look into more, but I remember this was something when I was at the City of Bellingham. It was brought up. It was either there or another agency I was at. But the state auditor is definitely, it's something that it creates an administrative issue where we need, and I need to go back and try and research back to when this was somewhere else. But I remember that it didn't happen because of some other issues, and I'd have to look into it more. But it's the state auditors have requirements. If we do that, we'd have to create a separate fund or something. This has been years ago, but I remember somewhere else, I think it was Bellingham, that it was approached and it ultimately didn't happen just because of the administrative issues with it.
Well, if you could find out who done it on that and put that into whatever list is, as I was trying to indicate about, I'd sure like the information about whether other agencies can give us money, if that can all go into the package of things that we could have available for our consideration, I'd appreciate that.
Hey, thank you. And we can discuss this at a retreat when we've got time to. Okay. We now have executive session to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.11 Rule 1-3 with no action to be taken. We don't know.
You're not going to be 15 minutes. Is that appropriate? For those of you on the Zoom room, the executive session is being extended 10 minutes. For those of you still on the Zoom meeting, the executive session is being extended 2 minutes.
Okay. We've returned from executive session. No action will be taken. The time is 7:15. The meeting is adjourned.